KKT Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We are presented by Bosque Home Services. Carlos and his team provide heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. Call 444-7200. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. I'm joined in studio this afternoon by our Bernalillo County Sheriff, Manuel Gonzalez. He's in his second term as our sheriff, and he's announced that he is running for the mayor of Albuquerque. And we're very excited to have him with us. And it's Sheriff, I've known you for a long time. I know your family well,
yes.
At least your boys. I don't know Elaine real well. One of these days, we got to get Elaine on the air and see what she thinks about this running for mayor.
She's supportive. She's kind of bashful, but if you can make that happen, you might pull a miracle off there, Jim.
Well, if you ask Elaine, if I were to ask her, she might make you sleep on the couch, so we won't do that.
No. It'd be amazing if you could get her on the air.
Hey, Sheriff, I'm excited for you. You've announced that you're running for mayor. I want to make sure that people know that you're not allowed to run for sheriff anymore. You've served for 8 years. That term will end when? January, February?
It would end at the end of December 31st of 2022.
Okay.
If the term ends.
Okay. But you win the mayor's race, you'll turn the reins over to somebody else, and I'm sure you have some recommendations
Absolutely.
For that. Though last time you were on, you were talking about your family at the Bernalillo County Sheriff's Department and
yes.
how you've mentored men, and you've treated people with respect, and you've raised people up, and they've come up through the system and blossomed, and there's discipline involved, and there's
Absolutely.
Love involved, and I really love that. I thought that was fantastic. Tell us what will be your primary objectives as the new mayor of Albuquerque.
Definitely addressing the crime issue. Right now, people are complaining of the service or the lack of services they're receiving and the crime crisis that's going on in Albuquerque. Yesterday, there was, I believe, 4 homicides, possibly 5. And so for, I think, every citizen that's in Albuquerque and they're concerned about the level of crime. Mm. And so that would be my number one topic. I said the second part would probably be the homelessness issue that people are hearing. It's plaguing businesses. It's definitely impacting the quality of life that we have here. Obviously, there are people in crisis, and I haven't seen a plan. And I think some of the policies that they have are actually attracting homeless people here, and that needs to be addressed. And thirdly, economic development. With the other two things in mind, you're not going to have either unless you can address the other two. So they're all relative. And so you have to be able to address those. Some of the good things that I've seen in the county, and I think we mentioned this last time in terms of keeping a community safe, we have an Amazon built on the west side. And that has to do with crime being lower in the county. And the same thing needs to happen in Albuquerque.
So I have to ask the question.
Sure.
And this is coming from a person that is born and raised in Albuquerque.
Okay.
When I was 7, Sheriff, I would ride my bike from Wantabo and Brentwood Hills Boulevard, which is way up in the Northeast Heights. Now,
yes.
In those days, there was very little development east of Wyoming.
Okay.
It was dirt, almost all. Tramway was dirt, okay? So I'm dating myself. But the reason I wanted to tell you this is that my parents had no qualms, no issues with me riding my bicycle down to Van's Bike Shop, which was at Wyoming and Manal.
Wow.
And that's, you know, that's a good 3 miles.
Wow.
And today you can't let your children go around the block or off your street without being nervous about where they're going.
Or even into the community in a vehicle. It's so dangerous. People just driving 30, 40, 50 miles an hour above the speed limit, cutting people off. There's just no order, so to speak. And that's an issue. So I believe everybody's concerned about the life, you know, the care and the safety of their children when they leave home. And then trying to go frequent something like downtown or another place where they can get out, they're afraid of that. Mm-hmm. So at some point, we have to restore the level of confidence in the service that people in Albuquerque need.
Sheriff, you are the only law enforcement officer that I know in the state of New Mexico. There may be some others in other cities that have gone to Washington,
yes.
that have gotten together with Homeland Security and the FBI and other entities that could assist you and have assisted you in New Mexico. In fact, we talked about the last time you were on how that was kind of politicized. Your own party kind of got on you because they made it a political event, and all you were really trying to do is take advantage of the federal resources for New Mexico. Would that be something you continue?
Yes. What I was really trying to do is put the people before politics, and that's what every elected official's obligation is to protect the people first and foremost. Oftentimes, I'm going to say specifically in New Mexico, I'm seeing that they're putting their party politics before the people, and I think that's why we're suffering. People are suffering and not receiving services. They're not getting adequate funding. Police officers aren't being supported. The policies actually appear to support criminal activity more than they offer to support law enforcement officers, and that needs to change.
Oh, absolutely. And I have no idea. You're not overwhelmed by that charge, though.
I take it as a obligation to taking the oath of office. You swear in to uphold the Constitution, all the laws of the state of New Mexico, the ordinances of the county. And so my duty is exactly what I was supposed to do. And so when they start changing that and trying to make it appear something other than that, it's just not the truth. And yeah. To me, I'm going to come out here and tell people exactly what I'm supposed to do, and they elected me into office, and I'm always going to be loyal to the people. I'm here to protect them.
Sheriff, I do want to tell you something, and you know this about me. I did some work in procurement in the security industry.
Yes.
And I happen to know that the city of Albuquerque has, I just can't phrase it in any other way, the goofiest video camera system to secure their facilities of any city that I've ever seen in the country. They have a separate video system for the city, for all the city government buildings, and then a different one through the real-time crime center, which is up to this point been an OpenEye, very proprietary-based OpenEye, a very fine company, but it doesn't. They're not able to look at even the city cameras in City Hall from the real-time crime center. And I pointed this out many, many years ago, and I know that the former sheriff, Mike Geyer, was trying to do some things about that. He was looking at, kind of bring the whole system. We even showed them a way to surveil all 76 blocks of downtown in a very inexpensive way and to take advantage of some dark fiber in the area. But getting through the bureaucracy of the city has just been crazy, and that leads me into we're always going to have this crime and security thing in the back of our mind as we're talking today, but I'm a former real estate lender. I did it for many, many years. I did a lot of acquisition and development lending for developers that were building lots specifically to sell to home builders.
Okay.
And I can tell you that I've talked to a couple of builders just in preparation for this show, and this is a quote that one of them gave me. He said, the city of Albuquerque is difficult to work with when you have to deal with planning, zoning, construction permits, and the online systems that have now become an excuse for terrible personal service.
Yes.
And there's nobody to listen. In other words, they go and everybody says, well, this is just the way it is. Are those things that you can change as the mayor?
Absolutely. If we're dealing with people's lives, property, and rights, some of the most sacred things of any citizens that they value, why can't we deal with business-friendly opportunities for people, in terms of customer service, building out our technology so people can have access and give them what they need? Because I hear the same things from developers. They're telling us that it's very difficult to deal with the city. And if you listen to other people that deal with other, let's say, cities close to us, they say they're friendly and they're easy and they have access and they have customer service. They have all the things that we need. So my point is this: in government, we're really supposed to be supplying excellent service. And so for us, it's not really about controlling who gets what. It's more about giving you access, free enterprise, building out the economy, building out a good community so people want to do business here and we're all successful.
Well, you mentioned one project already, the Amazon project coming to, they're going to be building it in Bernalillo County.
Yes.
But we've had some other good economic news. We just heard Intel way up on the hill in Rio Rancho announce that they're going to be expanding their mission there and
yes,
investing quite a bit of money. So this says to me that there's going to be some jobs coming to Albuquerque. And I know, I don't know if you know Mayor Hull up in Rio Rancho.
Yes.
He's the kind of guy that I think is exactly the kind of person that you could work with. And you have to have partnerships with our city councilors and all of those different things. But before we talk about that, we'll talk about some of these other things that you have to do as the mayor. But I want to talk to you about, you've announced that you're running.
Yes.
And now there's some things that you have to do to get on the ballot, and our listeners can help you with that. Tell us about that.
Okay, so at this point, this is probably the most important benchmark for us to be able to, you know, get on the ballot and be able to receive the financing that we need, the public financing. So we need people to go to www.manny4abq.com. And you'll be able to fill out this two-part process. One is a petition. The other one is a $5 donation. And we need those in order to be able to get our campaign lifted off the ground and be able to win this race.
And you have a deadline.
Yes, June 19th is that deadline. And so if people go online, that's the way we're going to be able to make a difference and change the city of Albuquerque and make it a safer place to live.
So it's a small donation of $5, and then you have to sign a petition.
Yes, and also I want to make a note, you have to be an Albuquerque resident, and you have to be a registered voter.
And I do need to point out to you that I've gotten some text messages, which I would love to do that, but I actually live in Corrales.
Okay.
So I don't get to vote in the Albuquerque election. I'm thinking that this is so important, though, that I need to go get an Albuquerque address and move in there for a while.
Well, another, you know, if you're that concerned, you know, people in Albuquerque, I would really make sure that they know. And that's another way to help out. So if you're concerned and there's areas that are checkerboarded, so to speak, in this area, I would reach out to those people that you know in Albuquerque to make sure that they get on the, sign the petition and do the $5 donation.
Well, I want to go back now to crime, because you did, in fact, have some tremendous results with bringing some of the federal government resources into New Mexico. You were able to make a lot of arrests. As just a layperson and as a citizen, I observed something. Of course, a lot of this happened because of the death of George Floyd. And losing one person, regardless if they've, you know, George Floyd truthfully was doing something criminal.
Mm-hmm.
He was passing counterfeit $20 bills. Now, nobody deserves to die.
No.
And that was awful. And I'm glad that his life and the tragedy that's happened can now be used for good. But there are people that travel around to different cities just with the intent of creating chaos. And I just observed that there was never a riot in Albuquerque after you brought those federal officials to Albuquerque. Can you comment on that?
Well, you know, you said something earlier. I just want to make a comment. So two wrongs don't make a right, right? With the Siobhan case, Devin Siobhan and George Floyd incident. And exactly, I think the thing that people need to know is that we should never be facilitating protest on anybody's behalf. The city belongs to the people, and we want to make sure that it's safe. And, you know, to me, we've prepared all our deputies to be be able to be prepared for civil disobedience. So with other resources here, is like we said that, we're definitely going to make sure that the people are safe and they're our priority. And again, we're always going to put the people before politics. We're here to protect them, and we have an obligation to do so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to be very pleased to see some actions actually being taken. You mentioned the homicides that happened. There was four of them yesterday?
Yes.
Or at least they were discovered. Yes. Here's the strange thing about it. We had three homicides, bodies delivered to the Albuquerque airport, and these bodies were delivered somewhere yesterday. It's almost like it's so blatant that whoever is perpetuating these crimes is just brazen about their approach to it.
Yes, it's bigger than just a heat-of-the-moment type homicides. These are obviously multiple people dying. It tells you that there's criminal enterprises here and that they're larger than people are aware of, and we need to do something about it. And obviously right now, with the situation being with the policing situation in Albuquerque and the politicizing the police department is not going to help. Mm-hmm. So we need somebody that's an expert in there that can do the job and provide the leadership to the Albuquerque Police Department they deserve and need.
When we come back for our next segment, we're going to talk a little bit about the differences between you and our incumbent mayor, Mayor Keller. So when we come back, we'll be with Manuel Gonzalez. He is currently serving as the Bernalillo County Sheriff. He's been in that position now for 6 years and has decided it's time to take that expertise and all he's learned there and help to lead the city of Albuquerque out of what is really not a great situation. We'll be right back with Manuel Gonzalez right after these messages.
Gloria and Stephen Bonner chose Holly Slade with Dave Slade and Associates to sell their home. Here's what they had to say about their experience.
I became aware of Holly through the advertisements that were on KNKT, so I knew I had to investigate that and see about the expertise that she had. The first thing, she came over our house and began to identify practical ways for us to stage the house for the best return on our money. It was on the market parts of 3 days. Actually, one day it was done.
She had done her homework, and she had the comps ready for us. She just really knew what she was doing. She recognized that we felt like our home was a gift from God and that it was special to us, and she wanted to make sure that the right people got the home and saw it in the same way that we did.
Contact Holly at 342-8100 or abqhomeseeker.com. Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book.
Serving you and your family day and night. Call Bosky when you want it done right. For heating and cooling, plumbing and more. 24/7 we'll be at your door.
Locally grown, locally owned. Bosky Heating and Cooling. A portion goes back into the community. 444-7200.
For quality service like a breath of fresh air.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Make sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you're shopping for your next mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Thank you to Ben Lucero and his team. We are taking callers for Sheriff Manuel Gonzalez. He is now a candidate for the mayoral election coming up in November, mayor of Albuquerque. If you want to talk to him, you can call him at 338-5790. And we do have a caller on the line right now. Vince, go ahead.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Hey, Sheriff, I was had a question. I know that crime is out of control in Albuquerque, and even some of the business owners that I know are in fear, even calling the police. I heard of one business that got cited or had some egregiances because the city had cited their business for causing part of the issue by not having their bushes trimmed, and because they're always calling for homeless, and they're calling for vagrants and larcenies. As mayor, what can we do to better facilitate and train our police? And obviously the DOJ is in town. What can we do to give the citizens an idea of how policing should work?
Good question, Vince. From simple policing, it comes down to fundamental policing. When you show up, when you get a call, you need to show up. And that's not happening right now. So instead of getting pushed off into maybe let's say something to another service, you ask for law enforcement. And it seems to be, what seems to be going on right now is it seems like other departments are taking these calls for whatever reason. And that's not what the people are calling for. They're calling for a law enforcement service. And then it seems to be turned on them administratively and almost like becoming actually the offenders versus the people they're calling on. So it's very concerning, and it's very disturbing, I think, for people that live in the city of Albuquerque. They're becoming frustrated, and I'm hearing these conversations of them considering leaving Albuquerque because it's so difficult to live here. And that's not the city that I grew up in, and it's definitely not the city I would lead in that direction. I would definitely make sure that people are responsive and understand that we serve the people and they don't serve us.
Vince, any more for Manuel Gonzalez? I think Vince has gone off the line. He's probably listened to your answer there. Okay. I appreciate Vince calling very much. And we have another caller, Jeffrey, on the line with a business question for Manuel Gonzalez. Jeffrey, go ahead.
Yes, Sheriff, during your brief candidacy, I'm not sure that enough attention has been provided in terms of your business acumen. I've gotten to know you a bit over the last couple of months, full disclosure, but you may want to express to the listeners that you have a great deal of business acumen as a business operator. And I think that's one of the things that is most concerning to people like me. I own a small business, as you know, and I don't expect the mayor or the city to provide direct assistance to me, you know, per se, but I would want an environment where entrepreneurship is really celebrated and that the city kind of keeps its hands away from those of us that want to operate our businesses free of government regulation and overreach. So your thoughts on your business experience and as mayor, what you might do to ameliorate the environment conducive to businesses.
Okay, Jeff, thank you. Definitely had my family had a small business. I understand that I was able to be cultivated in a small business. It was very difficult and challenging to do business in the city of Albuquerque and the state of New Mexico. And I think from our perspective, it was a matter of saying, how can we loosen up things here and work alongside even with the city or whoever you needed to in order to make sure that you could create a budget and create some income for your business. What I would do is definitely make sure that people understand that we need to loosen up some of those restrictions, some of those policies, some of those things that make it so difficult for people to do business here and be a lot more business friendly. We have to be able to sit there and figure out from a technology standpoint, instead of depending so much on some of the other, I'm going to say archaic things that they do, is to provide a better service to the people to stand up a business, get a permit, get anything that they need in order to build and or build out a commercial business, a residential business, residential home, those type of things. We should be bending over backwards for these business people. If they need an inspector, then let's facilitate that for them. But they shouldn't be jumping over hoops in order to figure out how do I get my business operational and free flowing so people want to frequent it and do business with us.
Jeffrey, I appreciate your call very much. Sheriff Gonzalez, when we talk about business, and I think Jeffrey was kind of saying the same thing, is sometimes there's a lot of regulation. There's a lot of things going on. So, for example, I know one thing that has affected a lot of people, and it ties into the homeless problem. There are locations in Albuquerque where you have, say, the owner of a commercial property, like a strip center. Well, because of their proximity to certain areas, maybe there's a lot of homeless people sleeping behind their facility at night, and they make calls, and they try to find this out. And the people that are sleeping back there are just throwing trash and just ruining everything. And he's called the city to try to get some help. Nobody's helping him. But then every morning he has to go out and pick up syringes and all kinds of really scary, dangerous things. And the expense of just cleaning up after people is almost putting them out of business.
Yes. And it's a public health issue also. So we need to do much better when it comes to addressing that issue, not make it so inviting. We shouldn't be paying these people to come here to live in the streets. We shouldn't build encampments so they can feel that this is the homeless capital of the world. And so what we need to do is change the policies and make sure that we identify and screen people when they're living in the streets, how to get them back to their communities. If they're from St. Louis, New York, Arizona, if they came here, let's get them connected back with their families, back with their communities, and send them back so they can be back where they need to be. Because there's no way that the people and the citizens of Albuquerque can flip the bill on continuing to have these people live in our streets. It's impossible. We have probably the worst economy in the country, and those things don't work. So we have to have better public order policy, and we have to enforce it. It's tough love. It's a complex issue. We can still be compassionate. But those people are in human crisis, and we have to have them find a way back and connect them back to where they have their support system. And that's not in Albuquerque right now.
I'm so impressed with people like the Ministry of Joy Junction, the Ministry of Steel Bridge, people that are
long-suffering, and they're willing to love people through a lot of difficult situations. Alma Reynolds at Joy Junction, Travis Clark at Steel Bridge, and several pastors, Skip Heitzig at Calvary, yes, Steve Smotherman at Legacy, are involved with a lot of these homeless ministries and trying to support them and encourage the helpers. These ministries help anybody, regardless, yes, of their faith or their social position or anything else. They're just trying to help people.
Yes.
But they've all mentioned that mental illness is so bad, and they've even told us that there are communities in our country, especially at this time of year, that will literally put homeless people on a bus and send them to Albuquerque.
Yes.
So it's an overwhelming problem. Again, and I want to throw in another thing that I don't actually know if I even understand, but I keep continually hear that we are a sanctuary city, meaning that if you're an illegal immigrant, you can come into the city and you can't be deported. I'm baffled by that, because is it true that there's a lot of crimes being committed by people that are illegal into the country?
I'm not going to say a lot, but I know immigrants myself that really despise that policy, because it's bigotry, basically, because it pits immigrants against a majority minority community that we have. And we already have a very, I always say this, is that we're eating economic crumbs. And so what are these people fighting for? You know, they're looking at competing against the lowest of the lowest, and that knocks the bottom out of the economy. So they despise it because they know it actually pits them against each other, and we shouldn't be doing that. We are not the immigration police, neither is the state, and that's a national issue that our federal law enforcement officers have to deal with. That's Congress, that's the Senate, those are the issues that the president always runs on. They have to address that. And for us, we shouldn't be left holding the bag of dealing with their policies and fighting amongst each other, because we want to support them. I know there's a lot of faith-based groups that support those people, and they're trying to find a better life, and we're not trying to get in the middle of that. And I think what they try to do is they try to paint the local law enforcement or state law enforcement as the hammer for them, and we're not. We're not the immigration police.
Yeah. Well, it's fascinating how this all ties together. You're talking about, okay, let's reduce crime. Well, then all of a sudden it's more comfortable for somebody to come in and do business here.
Yes.
I can tell you that having the reputation in Albuquerque, in fact, the campus of the University of New Mexico, I read last year, was more cars stolen from that college campus than anywhere in the country.
Yes.
I can't imagine that people are going to sign up to be Lobos with that kind of record known, you know, countrywide.
Yes.
And it seems to me that that's not that, well, maybe it's hard. Anything worth doing is hard, I guess. But it seems like it's solvable.
It is. I made an offer to the president. We spoke last year. We offered to take over their law enforcement services. So not only would they benefit from having a full law enforcement officer, but they received all the resources that the sheriff's office has. And instead of making them the worst place to be, is actually turning it around and making it the best.
And when you say you're the president, you're talking about the president of the University of New Mexico.
Yes, yeah. I had that discussion. So that offer was on the table, and you know, if it still is, if they ever want to take that on, we'd be more than willing to take on their services and provide them with excellent service. And that would mitigate a lot of the crime there, and it would make the students feel a lot safer, and it would actually really bolster the relationship between law enforcement, because, you know, I came up with the idea of thinking, hey, you know, not only would we be out there, but then we could have a educational piece for our deputies to go to school there. So there's an exchange and mutual benefit for everybody. But that's, you know, sometimes these things are extremely political.
Well, and I'm an outsider, and I'm just going to say this because I'm a former athlete. I understand, I don't know if testosterone would be the right word, but because you have men and women in law enforcement,
yes,
but you have law enforcement testosterone. How about that? Where there's territorial kind of boundaries. APD doesn't want to cooperate with the sheriff's department. The University of New Mexico police is you know, has their own turf. And then you got the APS police, which, of course, everybody thinks they're all doing a great job. But when you look at the statistics, really the only area that I can see where crime is going down is in the county.
Yes. Yes. And so that's kind of the reason for this is to grow, expand our reach. And so for us, it makes more sense if everybody's on the same sheet, then we win, right? The people win if we come together and do something unified like a law enforcement agency, who, if we don't do that, just based on what you said earlier, then the criminals win, mm-hmm. right? So to me, it makes sense to do this. That 20th century mentality needs to go away, and we need to come into the 21st century so we can have a better quality of life here.
Yes. Sheriff Manuel Gonzalez is serving his second term as our Bernalillo County Sheriff, and he has announced that he is running for the mayor of Albuquerque. He has some deadlines to meet. He needs some $5 donations and signing a petition so that he can get on the ballot and be eligible for public funding for the campaign. We're going to come back and talk more about that. We're going to talk a little bit more about crime. We're going to talk about some of these other agencies. And I love the fact that you've already reached out and tried to help the University of New Mexico.
Yeah, that happened about a year or so ago.
I love that. Manuel Gonzalez, we'll be back on ABQ Connect. Stay with us. Corey and Ann Marie Pensabeni recently sold their home with Holly at Dave Slade & Associates. Corey, why did you hire Holly to sell your home?
We knew that Holly would help us to prepare our home to have the best curb appeal possible. Over the years, we've looked at Holly's website, albuquerquehomeseeker.com, and we've gotten looks at homes that she's had for sale in our area, in our neighborhood, and as we expected, Holly did such a great job. She had our home sold within 2 days, actually less than 48 hours, and Holly protected us from day one. She walked us through all the details before even the offer was made to us. She made sure that the buyer had their things in order and the preparation of the paperwork was very thorough. She will always be the realtor of choice.
Anne Marie, did you enjoy working with Holly and her team?
Oh, absolutely. Holly takes care of everything by the book from A to Z, and your property sells quickly.
Contact Holly at 342-8100 or abqhomeseeker.com. Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book.
This is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Most people have never memorized their vehicle's repair manual, let alone even read the small owner's manual in their glove box. Not to worry. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians and staff will guide you through all the ins and outs of vehicle repair and maintenance. Whether it is a car, truck, or SUV, we're here to help you maintain your investment. We are located at 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And don't forget, we have free towing to our facility with repairs. Just call for details. With all that being said, there is an owner's manual that you do need to read and memorize. Yes, it's God's written word. In it, you find God's design and purpose for your life and how he made a way of salvation so that you and I may have eternal life with him through his son, Jesus Christ. Remember what David said, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." This is John Chitwood.
Going to church is a great way to learn about God, but what if you want to learn more? What if you want to go deeper? Calvary College offers classes in biblical studies, classes like Theopoetics, the life and lessons of C.S. Lewis. Learn more about God and the Bible on your schedule. Take evening classes on campus or online. An education from Calvary College will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. Apply now at calvaryabq.college. That's calvaryabq.college.
Godsend Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at Gonstead-NM.com or 505-884-8584.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly and Dave Slade and their whole team at Dave Slade & Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming here on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade & Associates, doing business by the book. 342-8100, or you can reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. Sheriff Manuel Gonzalez is in studio with us this afternoon. I have to say thank you for the campus at Calvary Church, because the sheriff's department is helping us, especially on the weekends with your chief's overtime. Everybody's very professional. They give such a comfort level. They work hand in hand with our team, our safety team here.
That's good.
I mean, it's just it's a really nice relationship. So thank you for helping us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And we do feel safe.
Good.
You know, we really do.
You should.
I want to ask you a few questions in this segment, Sheriff, about you. Have you had a case that really hurt your heart? Could you share that with people?
Jim, I thought that was an extremely interesting question. So this is how I'm going to answer it. I actually think cases help my heart. And so all cases, I came in here because I wanted to help people. So I think any opportunity you get to help somebody, whatever that help looks like, it could be something extremely small. But everybody's issue when they're calling you is the most important thing in the world. So to me, it's an opportunity to serve people. And that opportunity, you get it and you don't want to squander it. So you figure out what do they want and how don't you become dismissive of what their needs are. So to me, the most important thing is that you ask them maybe how they're feeling that way. And then in some cases, when they're in crisis, in other cases, they're victims. You want to make sure that you're attentive to what their needs are and that you fulfill and answer all their questions in their investigations. So there's a lot of these things that, you know, officers have done for many years, build a rapport. They're trying to get to, you know, down to the nitty gritty so they can actually help these people out and figure out how can I best figure out what's going on here and make sure that you get an adequate service. So for me, in terms of what hurting my heart, I think of anything, it's actually helped my heart in terms of figuring out this is what I wanted to do and how can I serve you.
We have a caller that has left a message with Steve, our engineer,
sure.
And he said, he's on the phone. Okay, fantastic. Neil, thank you for calling. What's your question for Sheriff Gonzalez?
Yeah, I know talking with APD, there are the top brass on the fifth floor. I believe they said it was the fifth floor, but they're giving each other high fives, thinking that crime is going down.
Wow.
When it's fact, people are no longer reporting crimes. Broken car windows, that they've just completely given up. So I think that crime is much more out of control than anyone thinks.
Yes, I agree with you. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, no. And that's all.
Okay, so I think people are being conditioned to expect nothing anymore. So they're being victimized more than once. If your car gets stolen, they're having you just report it to your insurance company. So you're being victimized for nobody showing up. You're already paying higher taxes. You're being victimized twice. Then you're being victimized again because our rates are going up and they're the highest in the country. So this, we don't care and we're not going to do nothing about it is not the solution because, maybe they're toying with the numbers and the, and all the stats, but that's not the solution. You don't pass somebody off to an automated system or tell them to go to a web-based place to file a report. That's not community policing. This administration said they were going to do community policing, and that's the furthest thing from it. Not showing up, sending you to a telephone. Our people show up. You call them, they show up. That's community policing. Knowing what's going on in your neighborhood. Asking you what's, knowing those people that live and those areas that you patrol, that's community policing.
Yeah.
But those numbers, a lot of people are saying are being skewed and being played with, and that's a serious issue for public safety.
Neil, I appreciate the call very much for Sheriff Gonzalez. Sheriff, I'm sitting back thinking about interviews that I do with various people in town, and Shelley Rip comes to mind. She runs the New Mexico Dream Center. They work with domestic minor sex trafficking. She mentioned on the show when she was on a couple of weeks ago that there's someone in the sheriff's department that she works closely with to attack this problem.
Yes, there's several. One is Justin Roybal. He's excellent. Kyle Woods is a sergeant. He's outstanding, and all our deputies are outstanding in that area. Jonathan Chance, also Vince Harrison. We have these deputies that are very committed, and actually they're training some of the FBI agents, believe it or not, because their expertise is amazing, and they're one of the top, I'm going to say, human trafficking units in the whole country. And they've had some amazing cases, and they just care. They care about people. They care about these people that are being exploited. And most of the times, they're immigrants. And so that concern shows you that there is no lines drawn when it comes to service. It doesn't matter if you're here legally or not. We're going to provide a service for you just to make sure that you your rights as a human being aren't being violated.
Sheriff, how does your faith direct your service?
That's a great question. That's actually what drove me here. So I really looked at what I wanted to do with my life as a young person, and I came into the Sheriff's Department at 25 years old, and I really have strong personal convictions. So I said, where can I serve and help the most? And then I went on a ride along with the Sheriff's Office, and it was like when I met my wife, it was, there was no reservations. I knew it was the right thing, the right feeling. And I came in here and I haven't turned back. I've been happier than I've ever been. I've never felt like I've worked a day in my life. I love what I do. And it's hard to turn this off because it's not work. It's really service.
Yeah. You know, I hear so many people that don't believe in God or may not be Christians or any other faith. And they're always criticizing people of faith. And what they don't realize, it's the people of faith that are serving them. It's the people of faith that have no conditions. They just love people, period.
Yes. And I respect those people that have their, I don't push anybody, my beliefs on anybody, but I do believe in God. I believe that's the reason I'm here. And I'll continue to serve as long as he wants me to serve. I at any point when he doesn't want me to serve no more, then I'll stop. But he hasn't told me no yet.
I want to reiterate, and if I get this wrong, you got to correct me.
Okay.
But our listeners can go to www.manny4abq.com.
Yes.
And they can sign a petition, and they can donate $5.
Yes.
And if you had so many people do that, you would immediately be allowed on the ballot, and you would qualify for public funding for your campaign, which is pretty important to get the message
financing.
Out.
Yes, public financing. Yes.
Public financing. Okay. So, again, we'll give that out a couple more times. It's manny4abq.com. You can go right online and take care of that. And there's different ways. I think you can even text in the money if I'm not mistaken.
You know, you can do it on your smartphone, and you can get on our website from there. So there's
it's secure and everything.
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
Okay. Want to talk to you now about deputies. You have men and women in your departments. You've done a great job of recruiting. Your department has never had a shortage in terms of numbers of officers.
We have a class graduating tomorrow.
That's fantastic. So I want to ask you about the care you give your deputies, because they see some horrific things on the street. A lot of us don't really understand the things that law enforcement deals with.
Yes.
It's scary, it's dangerous, and there's all kinds of human interests, but there's tragic things that they see. Is it hard for a deputy to go home at night and forget about the things they may have seen on the street?
Yes, I'd say there's a level of trauma to the mind, so you have to make sure that you're taking care of yourself spiritually, emotionally, physically, all those things that you need to do in order to make sure you're prepared for work. Then there's ways to cope with those. Some people have, everybody has a different method. And so us, we do offer services also internally. We have a chaplain. We have psychological services that are offered. And we also collaborate with the county. They have human resources. They have people that offer services there. So it's not when after you're done, you're left there by yourself. We understand these things. We've learned these over the time I've been there. And we're just trying to provide as many services for our people so that they're right, because if they're not right, then how can they go out there and serve the people?
And you've been there since you said 25 years old. Do you think that department is healthier than it may have been ever since you've been there?
I think now we're more open than those generations prior. Those were different generations. I think people are more, they talk about it more. The services are there. And we understand that the effects of PTSD and other things that have been existing in police and have been there for a long time, and now we have a way to address those. So I think we've learned a lot over the time.
Sheriff Manuel Gonzalez is our Bernalillo County Sheriff. He is actually scheduled to end his term in just a little bit under 2 years, but he's announced he's running for the mayor of Albuquerque. Because he will have served two terms, he can't run for sheriff again. So this is kind of an interesting transition. We're going to talk to you. I'm going to ask you when we come back, Sheriff, what the most important thing is for our listeners to know about you.
Okay.
When we come back, we will talk to Manuel Gonzalez more about him and his life and his calling to be the mayor of Albuquerque. We'll be right back.
Corey and Anne-Marie Pensabeni recently sold their home with Holly at Dave Slade & Associates. Corey, why did you hire Holly to sell your home?
We knew that Holly would help us to prepare our home to have the best curb appeal possible. Over the years, we've looked at Holly's website, albuquerquehomeseeker.com, and we've gotten looks at homes that she's had for sale in our area, in our neighborhood, and as we expected, Holly did such a great job. She had our home sold within 2 days, actually less than 48 hours, and Holly protected us from day one. She walked us through all the details before even the offer was made to us. She made sure that the buyer had their things in order and the preparation of the paperwork was very thorough. She will always be the realtor of choice.
Anne Marie, did you enjoy working with Holly and her team?
Oh, absolutely. Holly takes care of everything by the book from A to Z, and your property sells quickly.
Contact Holly at 342-8100 or abqhomeseeker.com. Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book.
Who comes to mind when you think of great, godly women? Probably Jesus' mother Mary. Maybe Ruth, the unlikely ancestor of Christ. But what about you? Here's New York Times bestselling author Eric Metaxas.
Clearly, if God created us male and female in his image, it's leaning into who we are as women, if we're women, that is going to show God's greatness.
Discover how the lives of some of the greatest women in history can show you the path to true greatness in your own life as a woman made in God's image. That's what you'll find in this month's inspiring resource by Eric Metaxas.
In every one of the seven women, I think you see a different side of femininity.
Seven Women is our thank you for your gift of $35 or more today to help connect more people to God's Word. And right now, we'll also send you a special bonus resource, Pastor Skip's six-message CD collection on prominent women from Scripture. Visit connectwithskip.com/offer to give online securely or call 800-922-1888.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
You know, while many of us see signs of a return to normalcy, others around the globe continue to battle the pandemic. In Asia, a second COVID-19 wave is ravaging communities there in what is being called the tsunami of suffering. Gospel for Asia is doing what they can to ease the suffering, but support for their efforts is desperately needed. Pray about your involvement with Gospel for Asia and log into gfa.org/coronavirus for regular updates and an opportunity to make a financial donation. That is gfa.org/coronavirus, or you can give them a call at 800-946-2742. There are difficult things all over the world. We at ABQ Connect have a chance to talk to some of the leaders that have the courage to face this stuff. One is in studio, Sheriff Manuel Gonzalez. We are faced in Albuquerque with just the most unbelievable crime that I've ever witnessed, and I've been here most of my life.
Wow.
And you know, I know that if I said to you, okay, what's the solution? Well, that would be an unfair question, other than I know that you're going to come up with a plan, and then you're going to add to that plan, and you're going to take away from things that don't work, and you're going to add more. You're just going to constantly be creative about that.
Yes. Well, me and you had a discussion earlier. I really believe what's most important is who we're placing in office. I've noticed over the span of my lifetime is that we're still number one in crime. We have one of the worst economies and the worst education in the whole country. And I think we need to not bury our heads in the sand and start listening, and we need to start getting engaged as citizens in Albuquerque and elect the right people in the office. I'll be honest with you. I'm disgusted with some of the people I've run along with and the messaging they did with the people, and they trusted them and they lied to us that they were going to make public safety number one. And that's a bold-faced lie. And to me, I will do everything in my power to make sure people are safe, regardless of my party affiliation. It has nothing to do with it. My loyalty is to the people, And I value the trust they've put in me to hold office, and I would never breach that trust.
I love that. Tell our listeners the most important thing they should know about you.
The most important thing about me is that this opportunity has never been about me. It's always been about the people. I said that when I first took office, and that was the first interview I ever had. They asked me that question, and that was what was on my mind. And so I said it, and I meant it, and it's still the same today. It's not about me. It's about this community and making it better. We need a better quality of life, and I truly believe in the people here. I love them, and I'm willing to put myself out there in order to lead this city in the right direction. And I will shield and I will deal with all the attacks, scrutiny, and criticism for taking the position, but we will be successful.
Last time you were here, you got me kind of excited about some of your recruiting efforts. You just mentioned you have a class, and I know a couple young men that are interested in the PSA positions and some other things, just as kind of an introduction to the department.
Yes, it's a good way to get familiar with law enforcement and see if that's the career you want to pursue or the calling you want to fulfill. You know, this morning I had the opportunity to run with the incoming new deputies who will be deputies tomorrow. And we ran a few miles up Inspiration Hill, and that's where you have an opportunity to talk and say what inspires you. Some people say God. Some people say their families, their wives, their children, numerous things. But I want to know what inspires people.
Sheriff, you're going to laugh at me, but when you said you ran with these guys, well, I would never run on purpose, personally.
I did. I love running.
I know you love running. But you know who you remind me of? And you're going to laugh when I tell you. You remind me of Rocky Long. Rocky Long is the defensive coordinator for the University of New Mexico football team, former quarterback, former head coach here.
I admire the man. That's a high compliment there.
And I'll tell you this. Rocky Long is probably, I don't know, I'm going to speculate that he's 68 to 70 years old. I'm going to tell you right now, he can run with all those football players.
Yeah, well, I can run with the cadets. They're still cadets. But, you know, I made a promise that when I entered into this profession that I would take care of myself. And I meant it. It's not something I just said. I work out. People might not believe it, but I get up in the morning and I do 1,000 sit-ups.
Yeah.
Every morning except Sunday. I'm committed to taking care of myself, because if you don't take care of yourself, how can you take care of others?
Well, and I want you to engage our listeners about a couple things. I know there's people, you need some financial assistance. It's not a lot. It's donate $5 and sign a petition. Our listeners can do that at manny4abq.com. That's one way they can serve. But our community, our Christian community, our faith community spends a lot of time in prayer. Would prayer help you?
Absolutely. You know, I have so many people that reach out to me on a daily basis when I'm out in public. They recognize me and they tell me I'm praying for you. And I tell them, you know what, I thank you. It works. I sense it. And just to make a point, I almost got killed about 2 weeks ago. I was going into this gentleman had invited me into his barber shop, and I was getting ready to walk in the door. And as I was getting ready to walk in the door, I didn't realize it. I only knew because of the crash that a man had left the street, a kid, I should say, and was actually coming on the sidewalk in my direction. I heard the crash. I didn't have time to look back, so I grabbed the door and I literally jumped in the barber shop. And you should have seen the expression on their faces. They said, if you went in and jumped in, that guy would have killed you. And my point is that those prayers work, because I knew that I had no time to look back. I knew that that I needed to open that door and get in. And I'm telling you, I really believe people's prayers work, and they're God's hands on me, and I'm here to serve people.
You believe in what you do, not just because it's a calling on you, but you believe it's a calling on a lot of people, and it's a great career. Share that with listeners that might be interested in becoming a sheriff.
Yes, for me myself, this was not just a career or profession. It was a calling, and I'm answering that call. And it's very similar, you know, to people going to calls for service, right? And you're answering the call every day, and people know that in law enforcement. So the rewards of it, if you're in it for the really rewarding. I've heard people speaking, and it's almost euphoric when they're speaking, and the expressions and the stories they're telling you. And a lot of people, you know, on the other side of the coin don't hate law enforcement, right? But sometimes until you have a conversation or you're exposed to it, or maybe go to our Citizens Academy and become more familiar with what we really do, then you can change the minds and hearts of people.
Yeah, absolutely can. And I'm excited for young people. In fact, I have two young men that I've been speaking with recently that are both interested in law enforcement, and let them know about the couple of positions, the PSA jobs, sure, and some the Citizens Academy and other resources that you have. Can citizens, if they really want to know what goes on the street, can they take a ride along? Is that a possibility?
Yes, I think I'm not exactly sure with the COVID-19 restrictions where we are on the ride along process. I can get you an answer, but I also want to make mention, you know, we're recruiting a lot of women. And so I want to make sure that women also know that, you know, it's, when they want to do this, have this calling, you're more than welcome. This morning, I think there was at least 3 to 4 women in this academy. So I see those numbers moving up, and they make a big difference. So it's men or women.
Well, being a dad of both boys and girls, and I've said this on, so people, listeners are probably tired of it, but I've teased my girls about things that are kind of chauvinistic. Like I've said to my daughters, you throw like a girl. So they'll instantly respond, oh, Dad, I'm sorry, I won't throw it so hard next time.
Yeah.
You know, because they're not going to be limited by anybody's perception, yeah, about what men and women can do. They know they can.
I take the edge off those things. I just, instead of saying he or she, I just say we.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
So we.
Yeah. Well, I think it's amazing. One more time, tell us how, what you need to do. What are the next steps to qualifying for public financing and getting on the official ballot?
Sign that ballot, sign that petition, get those $5 donations, www.manny4abq.com. If people do that, they'll get us across the line.
And they have to be a resident of Albuquerque.
City of Albuquerque, okay. Registered voter.
Yeah. Well, and I want to do that. I'm going to have to go rent an apartment or something.
Thanks, Jim.
In Albuquerque, because I've been living in Corrales for a long time, but I've been in Albuquerque. I mean, I call myself, I'm a native New Mexican. I've been here a long time. And I appreciate the people that fight for us. I had Carla Sontag with the New Mexico Business Coalition.
No, Carla.
Carla actually told me here on the show, she said, you know, I felt like there was a time in my life where I felt like I should leave Albuquerque. And she prayed, her and her husband, and I actually posted the quote on Facebook, and she said, God clearly told me that I needed to stay here and fight.
That's where I'm at. Because sometimes you consider when you have a kids my age, 20, that my kids are 21, 19, and 17, and they're concerned about their future, is the thing of, is this so dangerous that you want to move? And I'm saying, you know what? I grew up here. And we're fighting.
I had a coach in college who used to say, I don't worry about my opponent. You noticed I haven't asked you a lot about your opponents today, because I perceive that you're a lot like my college coach. He said, I don't worry about my opponents. I just worry about taking care of our business.
Yes. That actually comes up in the campaign. People ask you about them. And I said, don't worry about that. Worry about what we're doing here. If we don't focus on what we want to do, we're not going to accomplish our successes. So we have to move forward and stay focused on what we need to get done.
I have no hesitation to say yes or no, but I'm not going to go mudsling, no. And I really appreciate that about you.
Yeah, we don't need to. You know, you have two different people running for office. It's going to really be up to the people to decide who they want in there.
Well, and it does take, I admire the other people running, you know,
yes,
the Republicans and Democrats.
Yes.
It takes a lot, because your family's exposed. You're, yes, giving you're basically saying, this is who I am, and you're giving them an opportunity to say, we like you or
they
don't.
Exactly. It's a nonpartisan race. The thing people need to realize is who's going to represent the people the best.
Yeah. And I hope people will spend some time. Again, go to your website, manny4abq.com. And if they would engage themselves in signing the petition, maybe donate the $5 that qualifies you for public funding, you'll be on your way.
Be the best $5 you ever spent.
Thank you, Sheriff. Appreciate seeing you today.
Thank you, Jim.
presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Low grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.